Hello?
Hello, afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, hi, it's Andy here with Local Splash in regards to the first page campaign on Google.
Hey, what's up, Andy? How's it going?
I'm doing good. I'm doing excellent. Happy Thursday to you. I know it probably feels like another day, like a Monday, but hey, we're back at it, so one more day. So, I just wanted to touch base here. I know we had a couple phone calls or a client interview we had to schedule out here just to kind of finish up keywords and programming. Yeah, I know we had a trouble getting a hold of you, but,
Well, so from my understanding, I was told that, you guys tried to get a hold of me a few times. On this side, I didn't see it. So I'm not saying that,
True.
Maybe I missed it or I get a lot of calls. Maybe I did miss it. I don't know. But,
no problem.
I had a couple questions though. I had a few questions. I thought you were going to be my onboarding guy too.
But, yeah, absolutely. I was there initially for the first phone call just to kind of get everything started. And, after the first phone call, they kind of do it afterwards, you know, just cause, I'm kind of onboarding more clients onto other campaigns. So yes, sir. Yeah, initially I was there, but since it was like a missed call, we couldn't get a hold of you. They kind of take it out, you know, they take care of it as far as the back end of it once it's there. But no problem at all. Yeah, I know you're a busy guy.
Well, no, that's fine. Well, so there's like basically I called in and then I ended up getting onboarded by the first guy. And
you did?
That went all right. I forgot the guy's name. He's like a real monotone guy. And then Joyce, I just got off the phone with Joyce, and she did a stellar job with onboarding me a second time, but she did like a real thorough onboarding. And
nice.
Yeah, it went great. But I had a few questions because I actually worked with Local Splash like 2 years ago. I was dealing with you guys, I think like 2 years ago or like close to 2 years ago.
Sure.
And there's like small, discrepancies, if not lesser than that, which was, so with the website, so that's my biggest question, the website. I have my own website, and I think I spoke to you about this, and I'm looking to get my website, just upgraded.
Sure.
And from the understanding that I have from other, other representatives, they basically said that, hey, we don't work with other websites. We would have to make you a new website that's ours, and that way we can design it on our own. And from there on, I know a couple of years ago, Local Splash, if Local Splash makes you a website, you would have to pay about $90 on top of the package that you bought, which is why I wanted to bring in my own website.
Great question. So I think what they mean is if we build and create the site, that it's technically ours, but since what we're doing is just putting a template onto your domain name that you own, you still own the site. So, if you want to leave your site or kind of build and create it yourself, that's not a problem. But even if you try this, since you already own the domain name, that's yours to leave with. We couldn't take that away from you or claim to own it because that's yours, and so is your Google listing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's And it's still true. Like if you, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, you got it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we ever build you a site and we kind of find the domain, we purchase the domain, and then you ever want to leave, it's still just $99 to leave with the domain name and the site. Mm-hmm. So that's
okay.
Still
yeah,
true.
And that's understandable. That's 100% understandable. So with what I have going on now, would I be able to get my website designed, designed?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. It's included. You already have your domain name, so we'll use the same domain name. You own that, so it's your name, right? So you're going to leave with that regardless. And what I'll do here, since it kind of took like a week to get everything kind of started and get you kind of get everything rolling, I'm going to put an extension on your billing. Just add an extra week so you have a five-week month, right, when it comes down to the programming. Just so you can kind of get everything up and running. It's kind of like you just started fresh, because without the keywords and programming, you know, you really don't really see any results until we get that done. But it's kind of hard when you're busy and we're, you know, no, not a problem at all. But I can definitely put you in for the client interview just to kind of finish everything up as far as photos and keywords. And I'm also going to put that extension on that billing so you have an extra week onto your month.
All right, Andy. I really do appreciate it. And I've worked with this company for, you know, not like forever, but you know, I've worked with you guys for a while, and I haven't had the best experience. But when I called you, that's what sold me into giving this another go. You know, so I'm not saying like, oh, prioritize me, because I know there's a lot of people that you guys work with. But I'm saying, you know, there's a lot weighing in on this, and I definitely want things to go right. And I think you have an IQ with this, and just even having you oversee what I got going on is going to help me, you know, push my business forward.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to kind of put it through the urgent section as far as the queue, just to kind of get that done as far as the programming. And, it'll be me and the technician. I'll be sure to be there also to kind of get everything programmed, just so we can kind of get everything started. But, yeah, as far as the spots, I mean, we block out hour windows, but, I mean, it doesn't take an hour or anything like that, Jonathan. It's typically about 20, 45 minutes max, so it shouldn't take up too much of your time, right?
Yeah.
But I do have available slots here tomorrow morning, also towards the afternoon, and if anything works for you. We have 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning, and then anything past 1 to 4 or to 3 is what we have available for the afternoon. So whatever best fits your schedule, we can definitely put you in for that phone call.
All right. So basically what Joyce did, she kind of did the onboarding, and then she did the she did a bunch of stuff, actually. She did keywords or something of what my, you know, my job details pertain. Yeah, she did a bunch of, she kind of did the whole nine yards with it. And then I'm supposed to follow up with her on Monday, but also touching bases with you on kind of having you like on the same page or getting you caught up would be getting my Google verification going.
Mm-hmm.
Because I changed my DBA.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, so that's huge. There's like different insurance and like proof of licensing that comes with it because of my DBA and the keywords of what services I provide. So
What's the new DBA?
Well, it's New Costing Company. It used to be Make It Made, and that was like my LLC, but New Costing Company is the actual DBA.
Got it. That's what we have here. Awesome. Just wanted to make sure that it's current. So, yeah, that's one of the things we'll do is we'll start with the cleanup as far as going in, making sure everything is consistent with the new name. So that's something that I didn't notice that she was already onboarding you. So she actually, I just kind of reading in the notes here, and she said that you're kind of having some kind of technical difficulty. So she kind of just finished everything there and then. But yeah, okay, that's perfect. So since she's checking it, you know, she just put it in right now. The CI call is completed. Come back and complete notes and publishing. Okay, perfect. Yeah, she says she's publishing now, and she's completing the notes. As noted, looks like 12:27, so, which is the time. But that's perfect timing. She just barely updated the notes now that she just completed the CI call. So that's awesome. That's what we want to hear. And I'm also going to notate here that new DBA, that urgently we need to kind of clean up the content and make sure everything is with the new name of the business. So, okay, awesome. that's That's perfect. I'm glad I was able to kind of see the updated notes. And I'm going to put that week extension onto your billing. So it'll have an extra week just so you could try the program, see exactly how it works with us. So instead of the 25th, it'll be, let me see here. Yeah, it'll be locked in at the 1st. So every 1st would be your new bill date moving forward, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Andy. I'll be calling in Friday. I do have a few things that I have to do, but I'll be calling in on Monday. Hopefully I could put that extension in to speak to Joyce. I mean, she did a great job. And then, and just kind of have you oversee it, because the last time I worked with Local Splash, I mean, you guys are great, but I just didn't have the best services. But I feel like this is going to be something different, especially with y'all too and stuff like that. So I'm confident in us moving forward and actually doing like great work. So
yeah, we're here to help you, absolutely. And yeah, I'll be there. I'll make sure to kind of tell Joyce to ping me. If I am on the phone or anything like that, she'll just kind of move forward and go on with the next process. Just because I might be tied up with the client. But if I'm 100% available, I'll be there with her just to kind of outline everything. And, we'll be here to definitely help you. I'm glad we could get everything squared away as far as the interview for you, as far as the client interview.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, we're here to help you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you here soon.
All right. See you, Andy. Bye.
Bye-bye.